to enjoy the show. Weekly world entertainment news,
new music,
celebrity interviews. Don't forget the reality check. New juicy topics every weekday. Jasmine Love, do your thing.
Jasmine Love's on the radio. Stay tuned for good music and
oh,
news.
Yeah.
Jasmine Love's on the radio. Stay tuned for good music.
Whoa.
For the next 2 hours, you're chilling with your girl, Jasmine Love, bringing you the dopest mix of R&B jams from yesterday and today. How my people's doing out there, man? Thanks for rocking with me. Y'all got to hit me up, Instagram and Twitter, at Jasmine Love Online. And you know I got your reality check coming through. We are turning the tables, baby. It's not about women submitting to their husbands, but instead, we're going to be talking about men submitting to their women. Why is it that men have such a hard time being submissive in relationships? Women, we get the point. We get our role. We do what we gotta do. But when it comes to a man just getting it together, sometimes it's just like pulling teeth. The only time, and y'all know this is true, the only time a man wants to be submissive and get their stuff together 100% is when they done got caught up in some trouble doing something they had no cause doing, and they're trying to get their lady back in place. You already know how it is. Don't even front, man. I hope y'all have been having a good week so far. I know I am. I've been doing my thing. Shout outs to all my ladies out there that's on their grind just making things happen just for you. On the way, I got some music from Chrisette Michelle, Lloyd, and Jasmine Sullivan. So be sure to keep it locked right here. Plus, I have the details on a new study, because no matter how hard you work, you know you got to get it in, okay? This new study is saying that sex can actually save your life. But I'm only talking about good sex. You have to do it the right way. I got all the details coming up right now. Here's Melanie Fiona. Give It To Me Right on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Okay, okay, he's got my number and you can't want me, baby, here I am. Either you make the time or just forget me. When I want it, you gotta be ready. Get it right, then just forget it. No way's okay for you to go around. Today you better make a touchdown. You know what I like, won't you? To me right. don't give it to me at all.
Follow us on Twitter at The Good Old Boys.
That listening to the Good Old Boys Radio Network family of shows can give you superhuman strength, like this guy.
Oh, I am 2 seconds from being on you like white on rice and a glass of milk and a paper plate in a snowstorm. I will put my foot so far up your hat, the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
Visit thegoodoldboys.net to find out when you can hear your favorite Good Old Boys show. Up, up, and away!
Good Old Boys TV is your visual home for the Good Old Boys Radio Network. You'll find random videos of our personalities and affiliates. And you can find videos of us making our magic or just chilling. So you can get a glimpse of the lifestyle of what it's like to be a good old boy. To get Good Old Boys TV, all you have to do is log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on the Good Old Boys TV tab.
You're still hanging out with Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. And after the break, I'll let you know how some good sex might could save your life.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
It's a major move right here, baby. You gotta get with it or get lost. You understand?
Yeah. This Young Lord reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Decatur wears great. And I want all my sexy ladies to report to the dance floor immediately. We gon' golden glide this one, y'all. Be grease.
Chip right off the back, man, the boy got dollars. So women come frequent like flight mileage. It ain't no secret. I might holler, but I ain't gon' sweat you, baby. I'ma let you catch up with your game. Run faster, don't let them lose you, cause I ain't gon' bless you unless you feel a little desperate. Send a text message, girl.
Stop, wait a minute. The way you move that girl, you done got my heart all in it. And I just wanna be with you tonight. Girl, please, I'm a player, yeah, it's true. But I changed the game for you. I wanna see what it do. Can I be free? This is how I feel. I'm in need of love. So let's dip up out of here. Ooh, you're just my type. Everything's so right. And I just want you. So let's dip up out of here. Let's dip up out of here. She's fine too, but I want you. She's fine too, but I want you. I'll admit it, this just ain't no game. This just ain't words that I'm speeding. If you could see the thoughts that's in my head. I'm tripping, I'm a player, yeah, it's true. But I changed the game for you. Wanna see what it do? Can I be free? This is how I feel. I'm in need of love. So let's dip a part of me. Ooh, you're just my type. Everything's so right. So right. I just want you. So let's dip a part of me. Dip a part of me. She's fine too, but I want you. She's fine too, but I want you.
Jimmy, baby, the key to the ladies. Keys to the Sadies, but please say the baby. Patrol, even in the AM, we should be alone. We could get a day in. You like what I'm saying, and come around the way, and we could go inside and stay in. Tell the homeboy you're staying. You've been taken, gone. Turn me on, and mama turn him. Yeah, you know I love you like good food. You know you're
with a good dude. You know you give good brain like you graduated from a good school. You know I'm a good mood, you should do me. So hey shawty, what it is, the Carter who it is, and shawty do it big. The party at my crib, that's a party in the hills. You call it what you want, but she can call it what she feel.
This is how I feel, I'm in need of love. So let's dip a bottle of me. You're just my type. Everything's so right. So I just want to cheer. So let's dip a bottle of here. Dip a bottle of here. She's fine too, but I want you. She's fine too, but I.
I'm gonna down bottom, you know what I mean? Me and Lil Lloyd, baby. Long hair, don't care. Though without Ryan, I see you, baby. Yeah. It's a major move right here, baby. I ain't talking fast, it's just you listening slow, you know what I mean? You ain't trying to hear me, then don't hurt me. Fuck off out of here.
Back with Jasmine Love, we are jamming out to your favorite R&B jams from yesterday and today. Yeah, I'm over here tripping. I gotta say shout out to my girl Courtney. She just sent me a crazy text message, but I ain't even gonna put you on blast like that. So I'm gonna keep it moving, all right? They say sex ain't better than love, but this study is saying that sex can save your life on multiple levels. They ain't say nothing about love saving no lives, though, so y'all need to pay attention. The University of Maryland has reported that not only is sex a good workout, saying it's even better than going to the gym, but the study also reports that it makes you smarter and enhances your memory, your comprehension, and even your problem-solving skills. So if it makes you this much smarter, I'm not sure why all these men are making stupid decisions, but hey, this is what the report says. And also remember earlier I did say something about sex being better than going to the gym. Well, the study also says that it makes you physically stronger, because sex has the ability to release some hormones that will increase your threshold for pain. Basically saying it's okay to get a little rough in the bedroom because you ain't going to feel nothing. But most importantly, let me stop playing around with y'all. Most importantly, the report says that by having sex 1 to 2 times a week, that's what they call regularly, 1 to 2 times a week, it can stimulate your immune system, it can lower your blood pressure, and it also has the ability to reduce the risk for heart disease, basically saving your life. So get with the program, all right? Coming up, we are going to be talking with DeMario Washington about whether or not this generation of women are still submitting to their men like they should be. So that's your reality check. But up next is the It's All Love segment. A listener says her boo owes her money and she wants it back right now. Not your next paycheck, but right now. Y'all keep it locked right here to Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
I've been through some things, please don't hold that against me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Even though I still can feel a sting, no need to second guess me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight, it's alright. But why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe we can start tonight. I saw the burden that you gave me. Don't care what your ex do. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Ain't no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. And if you dare, don't dare, send me straight the voicemail. I'm just gonna text you. Hope it ain't no issue. I just gotta let you know no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight, it's alright. But why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe.
Jasmine Love, every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Larry P. Show, hosted by Doc, featuring Aunt Murda, is ignorance at its best on the Good Old Boys Radio Network with Larry P.
You damn right we back, yeah.
Doc.
Sex.
Was what he was thinking about.
Sex.
Is all that was on his mind.
Sex.
Is what he wants from her.
And finance and murder.
Now send me back to the strip club. I'm not going.
Check it out every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hey, people.
She naked, y'all. Squawkle.
Need more Good Old Boys in your life? Well, don't worry. We've got you covered.
Introducing Good Old Podcast. It's the best place to find the story behind the story or just to enjoy classic segments from shows again and again. You'll also find fresh material that discusses an array of topics including sports, music, love, life, and more. Just log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on Podcast to discover a brand new world of Good Old Boys entertainment.
Hey, it's Jasmine Love. I'm still holding you down right now with some music from Lila James, Maxwell, and Angie Stone on the way. But coming up after the break is the It's All Love segment. A listener is mad because her boo owes her some money and she wants it right now. Keep it locked right here. It's the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah, yeah, go.
You know very well who you are. You're the only one. You got my heart. And you've had a few, boy, one too many. But I'm the only one to wake you up.
It was all a dream.
I don't need no one.
Tamar Braxton, the one on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. I'm Jasmine Love, bringing you the dopest mix of R&B jams from yesterday and today. I want y'all to hit me up and let me know how you feeling out there, if you rocking out or what. Jasmine Love Online, that's my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. I'm all over the place. But right now, it's time for my favorite segment, It's All Love. Well, we could throw shade and cover it up by saying, you know what? It's all love, baby. Our listeners from all over, all you got to do is hit me up on my email at jasmineloveonair@gmail.com. Send me your experiences. If you want to share some advice with some of our listeners, you can share that too. And I'll definitely be sure to talk about it on air. This listener says her boyfriend asked her to front a bill for a couple of things, saying, you know, baby, I got you. I'll pay you back when I get paid again. Well, she says, when I asked for the money back, first he tried to deny ever saying he would pay me back, and then turned around and said he has too much going on and would get it to her at a later date. She says, I don't want $200 to be our downfall, but at this point, I'm turned off by his lack of responsibility. What do you think? What do I think? I don't think you're tripping at all. I would be turned off as well. I feel like he knew he had a lot going on from the beginning, which is probably why he asked you to front the bills on certain things, because he didn't have it at that time. So if he already knew that, I feel like that's less of a man to put you in that position. He was better off just asking you to hold that down instead of trying to cover it up, saying, oh, well, baby, I will pay you back. You know what I'm saying? Instead of borrowing the money, if you know you can't afford to pay it back, then you should just ask for the money. And left that decision up to you whether you wanted to come out of pocket for whatever it was. On top of that, honey, he denied the situation. To me, that's a coward move, and I don't deal with no cowards. I'm not into lies, and especially when it comes to my money, because when it comes to my money, I feel like it's no longer about the relationship. I take that personal, because that's my money. I don't play when it comes to my money. So if this is your man, I don't know how long y'all been dating, but if this is your boo, you already know that you do have to understand when his money isn't right. You know that you do have to hold this man down. You have to be that backbone. And you have to come to the plate a lot more when he's trying to get in his feet, whether he took a loss or whatever is going on. You know, unlike anybody else listening, how far you can trust this man. Deep down, not being naive, not trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know whether or not you can trust this man to give you your money back. But at the end of the day, I mean, you might just need to take that loss to learn your lesson, because it goes with anybody, your parents, cousins, friends, anybody. You're never supposed to lend out more than you can stand to lose. And by you being upset about it, I feel like you put out more than you could stand to lose at the time. But I'm not giving him no excuse. I would definitely be turned off by a situation like that. It says a lot about his character, and I feel like a real man would not put you into that position, because what if you really needed that for something else? What if you were really counting on that? I feel like he disregarded your well-being by first trying to play stupid about the situation and then turning around and saying when he can't afford to pay you back. I hope you get your money back, but at the end of the day, you need to let him know it's all love, but because of his lack of responsibility, you are kind of being turned off. And that's some real stuff right there. That's all I got for you. It's all love segment. Your reality check. If that wasn't enough of a reality check, your reality check is coming up. The Mario Washington is on his way. And we're going to be talking about if today's lovers are down with submitting to each other like they used to back in the day. And at the same time, what happens when you submit your love to the wrong person? All of that coming up next on Jasmine Love. Keep it locked right here. It's the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
See my son. And
It is the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
Hey, Tim Montgomery still doing anything?
Who cares?
He from Gaffney, South Carolina.
Who cares?
The Good Old Boys take you down memory lane. Talk to your favorite artists and play your favorite music.
He played a drag queen in New York Undercover.
The Good Old Boys, every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
The Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Pour a glass of fine wine and run that bubble bath and slow it down with Big Daddy Suede in the bedroom.
Welcome to the bedroom.
Let Suede give you a sonic massage every week in the bedroom.
Pour that favorite drink, run that bubble bath, get close to that special someone.
On the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
What's good for you, what's good for me.
Your reality check is coming up next. We are turning the tables. We're about to teach these men how to submit to their women. Yeah, imagine that. Keep the lights right here. Your girl Jasmine Love holding you down on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball, and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Nick Cannon here. So, of course, we all know there's lots of talent in America. But unfortunately, there's something else we've got way too much of. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids struggle with it in this country. But here's the thing. This problem is entirely solvable. Seriously, we already produce more than enough healthy, nutritious food in this country to feed every single last one of those hungry kids. We just need a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks is out there every day gathering surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm sorry.
You tuned into Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. From the Good Old Boys, we got D. Mario Washington in the building. What's up, man?
What's going on?
We're about to jump into the reality check. Since you're singing and all of that, feeling all good, we're going to be talking about men submitting to their women. We always hear that women, you are supposed to submit to your husbands or submit to your man. But how do men feel when we demand a little bit back?
Look, what does the Bible say?
You start singing to them?
No.
Like how you were singing just now?
What does the Bible say about submission? It don't say men submit to your woman.
No, it doesn't.
It says honor your wife.
What's the difference?
It's a big difference, man. I'm not going to sit here and earn.
What does the word submit mean to you when it comes to a woman submitting to her husband as to why it's such a big difference when it comes to a man?
Because a
showing
man,
that same love and respect for his wife
a man
or his girl.
A man, according to God, is supposed to be the head of
you
the household.
You notice that Mario gets very religious on certain topics.
I'm just telling you what the good
not
book
on
says.
All topics, just certain topics.
What the good
he
book
becomes
says.
Very religious.
What does the good book say?
Were you concerned what the good book said when we were talking about sex before marriage?
Oh,
exactly.
Hey, look, I mean. Oh,
he's right. Y'all, we're going to be talking about men submitting to their wives. Got Mario speech. Stopped you right in your tracks. Y'all keep it locked right here. It's Jasmine Love. D. Mario Washington. We're on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Oh, Find out all things Good Ol' Boys at facebook.com/thegoodolboys.
Forever for love, or you can die today. 'Cause where I'm from, we live by the love.